Hi, this is Steve Barish, and I am filling in for one of my best friends, Dr. Fred Bell, and he is doing a show with Jesse Ventura, I guess it's a serial that's coming on once a week or once every 2 weeks. So he's been invited to go up to further up into California and do that series with Jesse Ventura for the first time. And so I really applaud him, and I hope he does very well, and it should be a lot of fun for him. He's doing just the first show, and it should be a lot of fun. This evening, I'd like to dedicate the show, if you don't mind, to some friends of mine. I met some lovely ladies last night for dinner, and believe me, I would love you to give their names out, but I can't remember. I didn't write them down, but the three ladies were there, and my best friend Frank. We just had a wonderful time there. It was just really, really a good time. And Caroline, up in Canada, she's really wonderful. She's helped me and tremendously, and so has Frank. So anyhow, this evening I want to talk about the pyramid systems. The pyramid system seems to be really, really wonderful. I have one in my house. It's a great pyramid, and of course there's a big one in Egypt that we know. It's Oregon plated, which means that they have alternative layers of active and passive metals. And precious metals such as gold are utilized in it. And it's actually called the paradome, fire dome, and the ray dome. And there's all kinds of power domes that they wear on their heads for protection and love and opening up the energies. But the bed is actually very interesting. The pyramid system is it's called a portamid, and it really helps you sleep much, much better. And I've had one for the last 3 or 4 years in my house, and it really does a good job. You can sit in your bed, meditate, read. It's absolutely wonderful. I remember having people show up actually inside the pyramid, and there would be a tremendous amount of light that would come in, and I would see the figure for about, maybe about 10 or 15 seconds, and then it would dissipate in a lot of glow. So it really does work. I get better sleep because I was having trouble sleeping before I got it. And I'm sleeping like a giant panda bear, so it's really great and a lot of fun. It'll actually help with the endocrine glands, and it's really fabulous. I mean, I can't talk about it enough. You can actually feel the energy when you're underneath it. It's really fabulous and a lot of fun. And we haven't really talked about it, but it's really fabulous. It's really, really beautiful. I use two fire stars in my office, and they're really, really beautiful orbs. It's just absolutely fabulous. We talked about it before, but it's made up of pyridons, which are the pyramids that you wear on your head. There's about 30 of them. And I have a black one, which I use on the feet, which clears the energy from the body. It'll go up one side of the body and come out the other. I do have a white fire star, and they're really fabulous, and it harmonizes everything. It's it keeps everything balanced in the body. I think there might be one or two white ones on the planet, and that's just about it. But they're really fabulous and a lot of fun to use. I use them in my office if I'm working on a client. And what they do is that it actually puts the body back in order. It's just fabulous. Matter of fact, I had a friend over this evening And the flamethrower is what I've been using. And he was not as clear as he should have been. And his wife walked into the room, and she took over, and she got clear as a bell. I mean, she just, her skin just was crawling with energy. It just her hair was standing on edge. And my friend just hurt his knee, so I went over just before I went on the show and worked on him. The equipment that I have, and we've talked about this before, but I still wear my nuclear receptor. I don't have the money to get a new one, but as soon as I get a new one, I think I'm going to get the Ankh. The Ankh is extremely powerful. I felt the other ones, but the Ankh seems to resonate with me. And Fred and I are going to be at the show this year. I believe it's October 21st to the 25th. And it's the health fair in the Hotel New Yorker. It should be a lot of fun. There should be about 600 booths that are going to be there with all kinds of wonderful New Age equipment. And it'll be fabulous. So if you're in the area, come in and see us. We'd love to see you there. And we can let you try on necklaces and see how you like them. The new necklaces, the vibration quality of them are extremely high. I have not to date worn them, but I have made contact with them. And the vibration quality is extremely high. Dr. Fred does not put out things that are not of high quality. So they are extremely high, and they're just absolutely wonderful to wear. I've seen them on him. I've seen them on other clients, and I've been able to feel the energy and go through them, and they are really, really powerful. So please, if you have the chance to come to the health fair, the health expo, please come and see us and try on these necklaces. I think you'll be really, really pleased with them. Tonight, let's talk about some other things, too. I do a lot of energy work, and I do that in form with massage. And it's so much fun to do that. I'm getting a little older now. I'm 69, but I can still knock out quite a really good massage and a lot of good energy work. It's really it's so good for me to be able to do that at 69. I think I'll be doing it probably till I'm about 80, 81 years old. I feel very young using Dr. Bell's equipment and also the equipment that I use from heaven, and that's just straight no chaser energy. And it's just fabulous to be connected to the most holy and to have a lot of fun with that. And what I do is that I actually listen to the voice of the Lord, and he tells me exactly what to do with the body. If he tells me to do three strokes from the lower part of the hip and all the way up to the shoulder, that's exactly what I do. I don't do four strokes. I don't do five strokes. I do three strokes, exactly what I'm supposed to do. Once you make that connection, it's really, really hard to lose it, because you have such a kindness in you when you have that feeling when he comes into the room. As a matter of fact, Frank and I were working together the other night, and God was about 4 feet above the table. So we were really having a lot of fun with that energy. He could feel the room opening up. We saw the hole open up on top of the building and top of the of my massage table, the roof, and we could feel that energy just showering in. And then all of a sudden we saw this energy, which was about 4 feet above the table. And it was absolutely beautiful and fabulous. And he's never felt better in his life. So we have a lot of fun in that room. We've done a lot of good work together, and the basic things of the energy are to be able to feel what you feel. In other words, if your body tells you to do like three strokes above the head, which means that you go in a positive direction, that's what you do. If you're told to do two strokes on the bottom of the feet in a certain area, that's what you do. It's just fabulous the way the body wants to work. And you can actually feel the energy of the body when you're doing that kind of work. So that's the fabulous part of body work, is to be able to feel the energy of the client and work with the client as you are, you know, just doing the work of God. And I've often done that ever since the beginning when I started massage school. I had an enlightened human being, and his name was Bob, and we did a lot of work together. And he is responsible for my self becoming an energy worker. And I owe a lot to him. He was as important as my father. And we really, really had a good time with energy. We've seen all the pressure points open up automatically through the body. You just hear click, 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 and all the pressure points just open up through the body. And it's just really beautiful to see. There's no thought other than to watch this kind of energy going on. There's no need to ask questions. There's no need to ask what to do, because it's automatically done at a certain level of energy. You don't have to think. You don't have to work. You don't have to do anything but listen to the energy that's coming from the body. Listen to the energy that's coming from heaven. When I work, I look through heaven's eyes. I do not look through my own. I get out of the way, and I am completely transfixed on the voice from heaven, and I just follow that explicitly and do that kind of work, and it's really a lot of fun. We really have a lot of fun in the room. We laugh. We do a lot of wonderful things, and everything. The body itself becomes extremely holy, and we should look at it that way. The body is an amazing tool. Anything that you want to do, you can do with the body if you tune into it and let go. The big secret is to let go. That's the big secret. And if you can let go and let the energy from heaven go through you, oh my, that's everything. You can do anything you want as long as that energy comes through. And it's really a lot of fun. You can actually breathe through the eyes, if you want to try it sometime, is that you can get in tune and in touch with the eyes by just breathing through the eyes. You make the breath. And what happens, you can actually feel the air actually going through the eyes and into the body. And the thing that I tell my clients is just let the energy go where it needs to go. Don't try to work with it. Just allow it to happen to where it needs to be. So if you want to work with it, just let go and just be amazed at what happens with that kind of energy. It's just amazing. We've had all kinds of wonderful things happen in the room. As a matter of fact, I was with a good friend of mine, Bob, having dinner, I think about 4 weeks ago, and this wonderful woman came in, and she was in a motorized wheelchair. And walked up to me, and we were talking about love, we were talking about energy, we were talking about heaven, we were talking about Jesus and Mary, and I'm following and listening to what she has to say. And Bob was looking at me, and I said to her, "You're going to be out of that wheelchair in 2 weeks. You'll be able to walk into this restaurant." And she was there, let me see, I think about 3-4 days ago, and she walked in without the wheelchair. And Bob said, "Oh my goodness." She says, you don't have the wheelchair. And she says, "No, I was able to walk after Steve had told me about walking in without the wheelchair. And I started walking, I think, a couple of days after that. So it's not for me. It's from heaven. I just facilitated the energy. And it went into this wonderful woman. And she started walking. So these things do happen. I'm not a soothsayer or a person of miracles. I just follow what I'm told to say, and it works. So I know that some of this I'm not supposed to say on the air, but it's the truth. And I wish my friend Bob would call, but he's probably out gallivanting around somewhere along the way. Things do happen, and I'm not the only one doing this. I presume there are people all over the world that are doing these wonderful, wonderful things. I can't call them miracles. We just need to call them things. So it's wonderful to meet people and to talk people that are very positive in the light and very wonderful in the light and can do some wonderful, amazing things. It's just fun to see people that have these abilities to make these necklaces, like Dr. Bell, and it's just amazing how they work. It's just wonderful to see how chakras are opening up and how the DNA and the RNA and the cellular structure is changing. It's just amazing to me when I watch this, and it's just amazing to see. So these tools really work. They really do a wonderful job, and it's just really amazing. So I'm glad to be part of Dr. Bell's team, and it's really wonderful being able to say that I'm a very good friend of Dr. Bell. And he's quite a guy. I mean, he's very knowledgeable, extremely knowledgeable, and he's quite a guy. But the people that have been around me for the last 3-4 months, plus my clients that I have, I still have my first clients from 20 years ago, and I just find it absolutely amazing that they've stuck with me this long, and their growth has been phenomenal. And Frank and my friends that I've met maybe about a month ago have been very generous with their time, and it's just wonderful having friends that want to help all the time. And it's coming through for me, and I'm really pleased to be able to say that they're my friends. And it's just absolutely lovely to be able to help people and to know that those abilities are not going to waste. So I'm doing the best I can. Again, I'm 69. I can't do as many as I did before. I used to do 38 massages a week, and now I'm down to about 13 or 11 or 12 or whatever the case may be. So it's really a lot of fun, and it's really wonderful knowing that there's a lot of people out there that really could use a lot of help. And I think it's wonderful at any level to be able to give a lot of love and compassion to people that really need it. It's something that God has given us, a unique way of working with people at any level. It doesn't matter who you are, why you are, or what you are. We all have the ability to be able to help. One of the ladies that was at dinner last night was talking about the souls and how we're all connected together. And we were really, really talking about the wonderfulness of the soul and how much is connected to God and how much is connected to the person. But it's really amazing when you see the people that really want to grow and really want to be able to do some good work. It's really, really wonderful. And the way you can do that, basically, is you don't even have to meditate. I do, and I know there's some other people that do. But the connection to God is there all the time. All you need to do is ask for his assistance. Just turn it over to him. Whatever you do, just allow it to happen. Allow God to be. Just turn it over to him. He is your father. He is everything on this planet that we need. And one of the secrets that aren't told that we can tell is that keep your mind open and let go. Let go and let God come in. He will talk to you. He will tell you what to do. If you have ideas that are good for people or good for yourself, he will talk to you. He will allow you to open up and to be able to say things. And you tell him the truth. You tell him how you feel. And watch things happen. Just watch how they grow. It's just an amazing to be able to have the abilities to help yourself and to help other people that are around you, to give you the love that you need. And that's really a lot of fun. Let's give out some phone numbers here. So if people want to call in and talk about Dr. Fred's stuff, about my stuff, please don't hesitate. 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510, and 1-530-413-4522. It's just wonderful to be on the air and to be able to express yourself and have people listen. I really miss my own show. I was really happy with it, but I ended up getting sick on it, and I had to leave for about a year or two. So I'm thinking about starting it up again and helping us some more. I really love to help people. That's my goal in life, to be able to help people all the time and to actually help myself even more. So the way to get involved with all this is so simple. It's so simplistic. There's nothing really hard about it. People make an idea that it's very hard to get involved with energy. It is not hard to get involved with energy. Energy is the stuff that everything is made of. And the energy will come to you if you are compassionate and loving and honest, which I hope that we all are. That voice will come to you. And there's nothing more powerful than the voice of silence. It's just absolutely amazing. It keeps me very calm. It keeps me just lit up like a Christmas tree. And it's really wonderful to use. The energies that are involved are just from God, and the best thing to do is not to say anything, but be in tune with the voice. Be in tune with the people that are on the table, and the way to do that is to just focus. All you need to do is focus, not say anything, and just listen. Listen to the voice of silence. Listen to the client that's laying on the table. They have so much to say. And you always listen to them, number one. And what they have to say is really important. Again, the body is a holy instrument. It's very, very holy. You can do amazing things when you keep it in retrospect that the body is a holy instrument. And it is part of God. It is part of you. It is a part of everybody on this planet. So the love that you have, keep in mind that not only are the people that are laying on the table holy, but you are an instrument of God, and you become holy. As you were working over the 20-year period that I've been working, and I've done thousands of clients, that voice has never left me. And things happen. They happen at a drastically powerful rate, and you get stronger every time. So when you're doing people, even though you could be doing them 100 times over in a lifetime, they're always learning. We always learn about God. We always learn about ourselves. The more we pick up on the energies, the more we pick up on everything around us. And it's so lovely. It's so wonderful to be able to be part of this great universe and to use the energies that God has given us and to allow them to grow and to seek. And the wonderful part about it is there's nothing difficult about it. People make a big deal that it's really big, but God has talked to me, and the first words he told me were to keep it simple. Everything has to be simplistic. Don't get involved with trying to figure out the energy. Allow yourself to enjoy what you're receiving. I have never asked in all the times that I have seen angels, great grandmasters, or people that come into the room with electricity coming out of their hands, or fire coming out of their eyes, or just anything that they have. I've never asked one person a name. I was given a name for protection, but that's for my own personal use. But anything that I've asked for, I've never asked for anybody's name. That's the key question of what to do, is that you allow it to happen, you allow it to be. The most effective way that I can tell you to reach that kind of level is to let go the name, let go the people that are involved. Just pick up on whatever they're doing and follow through. That's the best part, as long as it's life-affirming. That's all that matters. And usually 99.99% of the time, those voices are very, very clear. I've never gotten a bad sample of a voice. It's always been very, very calm and very sweet, and it really does work. So we need to keep it simple. We need to keep ourselves available to God. You never know when he's going to show up. Mine was at 40 years old. I just was lying in bed around 2 o'clock in the morning, and I felt his hand over my head. And all of a sudden, everything that was bad in me just came out. I saw stuff that I don't want to discuss. It was pretty grotesque. And after that, I was very clear. And what happened to me is that I heard this beautiful voice. And he told me that he will be with me. And just to let things go and listen to the harmony of him and the harmony of the universe and the harmony of your own heart and allow things to happen when they're beginning to happen. And that was an amazing trip. And I've been on that trip for, over 30 years now. And it's just wonderful to be able to do his work. It's just absolutely wonderful. We don't have enough people to explain this, how this stuff really works. There's no secret to it. It's just a matter of being. And you need to allow yourself to be. And I think that you'll be okay. It's really important that you make no judgments. You try not to comprehend. And it's just beautiful to do that. And you just have a wonderful feeling that when you make no judgments and you try not to comprehend whatever you think you're feeling in your mind, just allow it to go. There's no reason to hold on to it, because once you're starting to work on people, heaven takes over. It just takes over and makes a connection for you, and you listen. You listen to what the body is saying. You listen to what God is saying. If angels come into the room and they decide to talk to you, you listen. And the things that happen are absolutely amazing. So it's really wonderful if you can make those connections and just stay with it. It's a lot of fun. It really is. And you'll have a lot of fun with the people that you meet. And you'll find a better grade of people when you start making those connections. People that really want to learn, people that want to have a better life, people that want to really have the knowledge, people that want to just escape from everyday reality, because we need to have these times when we are with God. And if you go outside sometime, please take a book, just an empty notebook, take a pencil, and go out and sit in a park somewhere and just be quiet, be still. And when you're still, that's when things happen. Then you start hearing sayings or whatever the case may be. I'm coming out with a book. I'm working on my book right now. And they are sayings that God has given me. I think there's about 400 or 500 sayings that I'm going to be putting in a book. And it's messages from the Most High. And I think it'll really touch everybody's heart to know that there is so much love here. You just need to tune into it. And it's so simple. That's the amazing part of it. It is so simple to do. You don't have to be an online genius. You don't have to be anybody but who you are. And just be yourself. Allow your heart to open up. Allow it to express its own expression. And be yourself. Be who you are. I can't express it enough that you need to be who you are. Dr. Fred has done some wonderful things on these nuclear receptors and projectors, and we really need to take advantage of his wonderful ideas that he's got from the Pleiadians and from the Andromedans. I've been to Andromeda. I've seen the Pleiadians. It's wonderful. So allow yourself to be. It's really, really important to do. Just allow yourself to be. And speak the truth. You know, no matter what happens, speak the truth. God will protect you. You will be protected. Just allow yourself to speak the truth of who you are. It's just absolutely a phenomenon that God will talk to you, but you are one of his children. I remember... give you a clue. When I was in synagogue one day, I was praying with men that were very enlightened, and they had taught me how to lay tefillin our boxes, which speak of the absolute unity of God. And I remember them leaving the room, and I stood up in front of the pulpit or where you lay the Torah, and the ark was still open, and I bowed in front of the ark. And this voice came to me. This is when everybody had left the room, and this voice came right over the top of my head, and it said, "You don't, let me get this exactly right, you don't bow to the Torah, you bow to me." I'll never forget that as long as I live. I went to Bob, my master, and I said to him, I told him the story about what happened. He said that was really good advice. So I've been doing that ever since. It's very, very important that nothing comes before God, even the Torah, even the New Testament. Nothing comes before God. God is it. He is the power. He's what gives us love, the opportunity to be good, the opportunity to understand who he is. And I think it's absolutely wonderful. It's just really good to have the ability to talk to him and to allow everything to process through. Most of the time when he talks to you, you will find out his purpose in terms of doing what he asks. And then you start realizing that what he asks is obedience. I will tell it to you again. Obedience, very, very important word. You listen, you obey. It's not something that I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm not a person of high intellect, but I do believe that I hear his voice and I follow his instrument right to the letter, right to the law. Even if it sounds a little crazy, follow that voice, because that voice will lead you everywhere that's good, everywhere that you can potentially use that kind of energy to help people around the world. We have the ability to be able to transfer ourselves anywhere in the world. When you open up to the energy, you can do anything you want, and there's no fear. The fear is man-made. What we need to do is to allow ourselves to feel the energy, to feel God, to feel what we are supposed to be doing with all of this wonderful, lovely, compassionate energy. We have to remember that even at the Big Bang, there was tremendous compassion from God to open up the universe, to open up the earth, and allow things to happen the way that he wanted it to happen. When I work with people, I might as well be sitting down, because the energy comes through me and just goes to the people. I never, ever take any of the energy that's sent from another client. What I do is take that energy and allow it to sink in, allow it to be given to all the goodness that it possibly can. So when you're working with people, is that the idea of it is to give the people the highest quality of essence that you can possibly give. And that's the energy that comes through for them. It just happens that it goes through you and into them. And that's the wonderful part about it. That's compassion. That's love. That's what happens with the Big Bang. That's what happens with everybody on the planet that has made a connection. And it's just really, really fabulous when you think about it, is that we have the ability, everybody on this planet has the ability of doing this work. I am not the only person. There are a lot of other people on the planet that have the ability to do this work. And with Dr. Fred's help, and with the help of God, I think that it really does happen. People that have the ability to be able to help people, to be able to step back and allow the energy to work, and not let their egos get in the way. That's where it happens. That's where everything is concluded. At that particular point, when that energy comes through and it's clear as a bell and it goes from you over to the other people, that's where everything is amazing. That's where everything happens. And it's just amazing. I find it absolutely amazing, the amount of energy that people are taking in, and you can actually see the negativity rolling out of their body, and the goodness of the Lord. And you just see that energy go right back into them. It's pure. It's clean. There's nothing abrasive with it. It's all love. And that's what we need to do. And we have that ability, and we need to be able to expound on that, and not let it get to the ego. So we allow the ego to go. We allow anything in the body to go. We allow all negativity. We allow everything to happen that will happen when God crosses our path. So that kind of energy is well taken in from me and from a lot of enlightened people that are much, much, much higher than I am. And we allow those things to happen for us. So I really believe that we have the ability to be able to save this planet, which I think a lot of us are doing now. Even when we pray, it's just amazing the amount of energy that's put out there that, through prayer and allowing it to, you know, be heard. God hears everything that we say. It's really amazing when you have the ability to be able to be touched and listen to the voice. And I remember I was working on a client. This was about 6-7 years ago, and I said, "Why me, God? Why are you giving me all this information? I'm just Steve Barish. I'm just a regular person. Why are you giving me all this?" And a voice opened up again and said, "Because you listen. And I started to cry again. And I just find it very interesting that God touches us. He touches everybody. And that voice, it's just absolutely amazing. It's just, it doesn't freak you out. It doesn't do anything like that. What it does is just open you up and gives you the breath of life, gives you the idea that you are special. You are a different kind of person who can listen and be heard and to be able to help people and to be able to come across just clear as a bell and allow things to happen that should happen. So with that note, it's really powerful stuff. And that's what I do. So what I would like to do this evening while we're here, it's only going to take about 5 minutes. I'd like to lead you in a meditation if I can. People that do meditate, I can show you how to do this very quickly. If you just go to your heart, allow your heart to be, just look at it from the outside to the inside, and you'll feel white light just starting to build, and it's clear, and it's wonderful, and that energy is going from your heart all through your body. Just allow that energy to go all through your body. Let it clear out your aura. Let it clear out the chakras. Let it clear out everything. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself the freedom and the willing to be able to feel that kind of energy that goes from your heart to your brain, all through your body, because what you're doing is really making time for God. So what we're going to do is just take a few minutes and just allow that energy to flow through your body. I hope you don't mind if I talk to you. Allow it to be. Just allow the energy to be. Listen to what it has to say to you. That's it. I can tell you what's happening to about 90% of the people out there, maybe even 98% of the people. You are becoming grounded. You should be able to feel that. That's it. Do your breathing. Just breathe all the way in. That's it. Good. Good. Just allow that to happen. Just constantly look at the heart. The heart will open up to the rest of the body. That's it. That's where God resides. Just allow yourself to go to the deepest crevice that you possibly can with your own body. Enjoy it. Enjoy the energy. Enjoy how you feel. You should be feeling like you're becoming very grounded. That's it. Very good. Just excellent. Just do your breathing, breathing all the way in. You can say, I breathe in the breath of God. Breathe in that energy and allow the excess of expanded energy just to go through you. And I breathe in the breath of God and allow that energy to flow through you. And as you're breathing out, allow all that negativity just to leave your body. That's it. Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hi, who's this?
This is Chester in Maryland.
Oh, Chester, hi. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I just had a quick question. I just wanted to make sure my projectors were placed right. I have three in my room.
Sure. How many do you have in your room, please?
Three.
Three, okay. I'm looking at them now. feeling the energy. How high are they off the ground?
They're about 6 feet above.
Good.
6 feet up in the air.
Good. That's where mine are.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, give me a second here.
Okay.
Okay, the what you need to do is take the projector that's behind you.
Okay.
And raise it up about 2%. In other words, take the bottom part of the projector and raise it about 2% higher than where it is.
Okay.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, raise it up just a little bit.
Yeah, raise up a little bit till I tell you to stop.
Okay.
Wow, that's powerful. Okay, that's good. Go to the next one.
Hold on.
Raise it up about 2%, please. Oops, that's enough. Okay, go to the next one.
Okay. Bring it up just a little higher.
Just a little higher.
What does the height do?
Well, the height is actually up to the room itself. I put mine at 6 feet, and the reason I do that is because I put them up on the wall, and I moved it up, and I got the voice saying, that's it. And that's
okay.
What you have to do. You have to believe what you hear, and that's what you're doing, and that's really, really great.
Okay.
And so it's really wonderful. Now, your projectors are actually lighting up right now. I'll tell you what's happening. The points of the pyramid inside the projector are all turning on.
Okay.
Okay, the energy in the center of the room. If you walk to the center of the room, you're going to feel a ball about 6 inches wide. If you stand a little bit further away and put your hand, I'm right in the center of the room, so what I'm doing is I can feel the energy of that ball. Can you feel it? And if you have the ability, can you see it?
Oh, wow.
Don't struggle with it.
Okay.
Feel the energy in the room. How does that feel to you?
Feels good.
Yeah. Yeah. Made a lot stronger, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you got to do, and just leave it there for a while. And I think it's fine. I think you hooked them up right.
Okay.
Awesome. You did a great job.
Now, I've got my projector necklace about a year ago, and
okay.
Just recently, the past couple of months, I really started noticing things happening, which was odd. You know, it just comes all of a sudden. And does it take people sometimes a year to get used to it or something?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because
at first, I mean, I loved wearing it. I didn't wear it that much, but I'd wear it as much as I could.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just maybe for the past 2 months, like, I see things like too much to be coincident
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you'll find in the last few months that the energy has really grown tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
The energy is actually moving in and we'll be cleaning out the earth. With this new energy that's coming out. And the people that are trying to hold us back, it's finally here that it won't hold you back anymore. So I think what you're doing is that you're feeling this new fabulous energy.
Mm-hmm. Now, will the projector necklace make things manifest, like literally something out of thin air? Like, I mean, literally.
Well, what you can do, basically, I never ask for anything for myself.
Well, the reason I asked is because something happened like last week.
Okay,
it was really, really odd.
Yeah,
something I was watching a movie, and something out of thin air, I thought it was a bug flying at me, landed on my shirt where mm-hmm. the projector was.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked, it was just like a piece of, like, it wasn't a fly, it was just like a piece of material.
Okay.
And I saw where it was coming from. There was nothing there. There was nobody there. There was nothing that would have made it move.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like,
you were stunned
for a second. Yeah.
In the program that you were watching, did you see any kind of clothing floating around or anything of that nature?
Oh, it was a Redbox movie, but I don't remember what movie it was.
Okay. So, I mean, that's possible you can do. I would highly suggest that you clear your mind of everything before you turn the television on.
Okay.
Because with the projectors, you can project anything in your mind through the projectors. So if you've had them for a year,
mm-hmm.
Things that you see or things that make no sense to you could come through, sure. If you're watching a sci-fi movie or if you're watching anything, the projectors are a very serious piece of equipment.
Could it have been like thrown at me from by like some kind of being maybe that I couldn't
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have Andromedans in my room all the time, and it seems to really, really work for me. Now, what I do, I don't ask for money for myself. I don't ask anything for myself. Mm-hmm. But what I do is I ask for health and to benefit my clients, whatever they want. So. It's an act of selflessness. It's an act of giving the people what they want.
Right.
And so that's what I do in my room.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's people sometimes don't have very good health. And, you know, what money is going to do for them, you know, if their health is not there.
Right.
So what we want to do is make them healthier. And so what we do, I mean, we actually do make them healthier with the projectors.
Sure.
So it's a matter of your belief system.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of integral. It's a matter of what you want to do that's really, really good for somebody else, not for yourself. I mean, you can think of yourself, but what you're doing with your client. So in other words, if I'm massaging somebody, I always ask for health and wealth and, you know, for things for them.
Right.
Don't ask for myself because I can do that on my own. What I do is that my client comes first, and their wishes are met. Some of them really do have their wishes met.
Wow.
So they feel a lot different, and it's wonderful to do that. So.
Sure.
You got them for yourself, and you got them. Do you have any children or your wife?
No, only child.
Okay.
But I want to ask you also. I have my silver receptor that I'm wearing. It's a moldavite.
Yeah.
Should I keep the moldavite, or do you think I should?
You're
go
really
to
wearing
else?
Moldavite, huh?
Yeah,
that's pretty hard stuff to wear. Most people can't handle that kind of energy.
Yeah, so I let some people in my family wear it, and I don't know. They start getting pains, or they just feel bad afterwards, which is weird.
Right. Well, you're using the Moldavite is, I think there's only one person I know of that wears Moldavite. I want to try that eventually at some point, but I've got a platinum necklace and I have diamonds in mine, so that's a lot of fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I want to take the diamonds out and put Moldavite in the platinum.
Try it out.
And give it a shot. But
should
right
I stay
now,
with it or? Or change the stone? Should I stay with Moldavite for the receptor?
If it feels good to you, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
If that's
and on the projector
stone for you, yes, go ahead.
Okay. On the projector, I have the white stones, the zircon.
Okay.
Should I leave that? I was thinking of making those moldavite as well.
You talk about, you're wearing your nuclear receptor now, aren't you?
I'm wearing both.
You're wearing both.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's rare. Most people can't handle that kind of energy. So if you're wearing them both, do you feel calm?
Calm? I guess so. Sometimes
what I mean
pretty...
by calm, you feel, you don't feel hesitancy, you don't feel freaky, or you don't feel being pulled in 20 different directions.
Sometimes I do feel that, but I think that's regular for me before I had the receptor or projector.
Okay. What you could do, if you want to have some fun,
okay,
is take the projector off,
okay,
and wear your nuclear receptor,
mm-hmm,
and see how that feels. See how it works for you.
Okay. I mean, I wear them both, either or, but sometimes on occasion I put them both on.
You know, you put them both on. So it's not something you consistently wear.
Right.
Okay,
I take
now,
turns.
Do you wash them every day?
Yes.
Okay. Do
pretty
you...
much. The receptor I do, the projector I don't.
Okay, it wouldn't be a bad idea to wash them.
Okay.
That.
Okay. You mean just rinse them in water for a few seconds?
Yeah, just make cold water, okay, and just put it underneath the cold water and rinse it off.
Okay.
And that'll really help them a lot. The nuclear receptor needs that because it picks up on radiation all the time.
Right.
So if you wash it, it would be a real good idea.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You got to remember that the projector is, let me see here. How can I explain it to you? The projector is a battery that will take energy from you, and the other necklace will put the energy back in you, the nuclear receptor.
The receptor, okay.
Right. So I've had people tell you what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people go around the Washington Circle. I've had people call me from their homes in Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
And they're wearing their projector, and I touch into the projector, and things die. The battery will die in the car. The lights will get all turned off, and as soon as I get finished, they'll turn back on again.
Huh.
There's all different kinds of energies out there, so you got to get used to them.
Right. Right.
You know,
so,
what you might be doing in the house is a lot different than what somebody else can feel or to be absorbed into it. So, if you want to work with people, I would just wear one instrument at a time.
Okay. Should I go with Moldavite with the projector, or just leave it where it is now?
I would think I would leave it. What do you have the? The zircon's in there?
Yes, the zircon.
I would stay with that for a little while.
Okay.
The next stone you should try would be a diamond. That takes
okay.
in all the colors.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
That's great.
Yeah, but your room feels much clearer.
It does, okay.
How does it feel to you?
It feels good.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you feel the vibration going up a lot in your room?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel things yet.
You will.
I will.
I feel it. Write down my phone number for my home.
Okay, I have your number.
Code. You got 5-5-5-7-4-6? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Call me in about a week and let me know how that feels.
Okay, I'll do that.
You should feel a lot more power, okay?
Okay.
Terrific.
Great.
Thank you. Is there any other questions?
Not right now that I can think of, but I'll call
Wonderful.
Back sometime.
Well, I got to go. My time is up. So thank you for calling, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, Steve. Thanks a lot.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. This is Steve Barish. I got to end the show. I'm sorry. It's 9 o'clock. I should have ended about 5 minutes ago. So adios, everybody, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.